Et maintenant, c'est Dark Mysteries sur Art District avec Madeleine d'Est.
Welcome to Dark Mysteries, a book review show devoted to crime, mysteries, thrillers, and the dark side of human nature. I'm Madeleine d'Est. Join me as I talk about great books in the crime and mystery genre. Today's book is By the Pricking of My Thumbs by Agatha Christie, first published in 1968. Today is all about older relatives, paintings, and lost children. Just before the lockdown started here in Australia, I bought a selection of Agatha Christie paperbacks from a second-hand bookshop. So over the next few weeks, I'm going to work my way through a few Agatha Christies, and so it's time for some classic crime. Tommy and Tuppence are a couple in their late middle age. It's now the 1960s, and their sleuthing days during the war are long over, and Tuppence, especially, is a little bored. Tommy realises he hasn't visited his great aunt Ada in her nursing home for almost a year. To assuage his guilt, he decides to go and see her and takes Tuppence along with him, despite the fact that Aunt Ada has a distinct dislike for his wife. The home where Ada resides is pleasant, but Ada is her usual cantankerous self, and Tuppence decides to wait elsewhere and leaves Tommy to have a chat with his aunt. While she waits in the lounge, Tuppence meets another resident, Mrs. Lancaster, who talks to her about her child and mentions something behind the fireplace. Presuming the old lady is a little senile, Tuppence just nods, but long after she leaves the retirement home, Tuppence thinks about what the old lady said. When Ada dies a couple of weeks later, Tommy and Tuppence return to the home to collect her effects, including a painting of a house by a bridge, given to Ada by Mrs. Lancaster. Tuppence was looking forward to seeing the old lady again, but she left the home a few weeks earlier, suddenly and in very strange circumstances. They take the painting home and hang it in their bedroom, and Tuppence is haunted by the feeling that she's seen the house before. While Tommy goes away on a conference, Tuppence decides to search the countryside and manages to find the house, but no one there has heard of a Mrs. Lancaster. So where is the old lady now, and how is she connected to the painting? And of course, what is actually behind the fireplace? Now, Tommy and Tuppence are two of Agatha Christie's lesser-known recurring characters, and this is the first of their books that I've read. A long-term married couple, their relationship is full of good-natured teasing and respect for each other's strengths, so I'll have to go back and read some of their earlier adventures. The book starts with Tommy and Tuppence having a pleasant, normal breakfast together, but as the book goes on, the simple story of a missing old lady and a mysterious painting gets darker and darker, with vandalised graves, creepy dolls, serial child murders, and more. Tuppence is described as being like a terrier on the trail, and she gets herself into quite a bit of trouble on her own, without telling anyone where she's going. She unwittingly finds herself caught up with crime syndicates, child murders, and stashed diamonds, along with getting a head injury when someone coshes her in the head. Now, in my opinion, Agatha Christie is the best plotter out there. And as the book winds towards the ending, all the pieces slip into place, and the clues which have been there all along suddenly become blindingly obvious. So if you like determined middle-aged detectives, art mysteries, missing old ladies, deceit and theft, I recommend By the Pricking of My Thumbs by Agatha Christie. Thanks for listening to Dark Mysteries. If you have any feedback or want to say hello, you can contact me at Art District Radio by email at mde@artdistrict-radio.com. If you'd like to listen to past reviews, please go to artdistrictradio.com/podcasts. And until next time, happy reading.
C'était Dark Mysteries sur Art District, la chronique en anglais de Madeleine d'Est qui nous vient directement d'Australie.